The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. But we'll keep talking here one way for sure. Joining me in studio, Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts. Colleen, always great to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm not even AI today.
You're not? No AI Colleen, right?
Nope.
Yeah, that sort of thing. I thought that was interesting. Manning out of D.C. this morning was talking about how he honestly thinks that at earlier debate this week was really the first debate that we saw a candidate really being massaged or managed by artificial intelligence input there, you know, taking everything, running it through. And that's why she sounded so polished, of course. Rehearsed, polished ideas, but of course it didn't come off as authentic, even though
right.
I thought that was interesting. But we'll see. And now around here on my show, no artificial intelligence. When we screw up with biological intelligence. That's what we do here. All right. I wanted to talk about a number of issues in play here for Jackson County and actually all of our counties, really, what's going on here. And first thing I want to touch on here is the OSMB meeting, okay? And this is the Oregon State Marine Board. This is, once again, this attempt to lock down, or people are trying to lock down the Rogue River to a certain extent and get rid of jet boat activity. Is that kind of the basics of this?
Well, yes, that's what has been, you know, they had the Oregon Kitchen Table here taking public comment, so to speak.
Yeah, that
public comment.
That fraudulent consensus group, once again, in here to try to massage this.
Yeah, and they had turned in the report, and we had requested that Oregon State Marine Board, if they would have a public hearing here in Jackson County to get our citizens' input and locals from wherever, you know, on the river, because we feel that's legitimate input. And they are going to have one. October 2nd.
Oh, my gosh. You're able to make that happen, because this was something that so irritated me, this whole consensus, this fraudulent consensus process, these Delphi meetings that the State University and various other of their fellow travelers always want to bring in here. We're going to break you up into separate tables, and then we can sit around and talk about a particular issue.
How do you feel about the river? It's kind of like the national debate. It was all feelings and fluff. It wasn't data-driven and based on fact.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And the point is, though, is that I was always hoping that whole thing was going to be a real public comment, or a public hearing, when people are coming in and giving testimony.
October 2nd.
October 2nd. All right.
I'm delighted. It's going to be at the Rogue Community College Medford campus. Uh-huh. It says HEC 129. This is the room A and B. Uh-huh. And from 8:30 to 4:00. I ran it by my board. That's our Wednesday regular meeting. I said, I want to be at the Marine Board meeting if they'll run the regular meeting. And they agreed we needed to be there.
Good.
And so I'm going to be at the Oregon State Marine Board meeting. You need to register ahead of time. There's a link on their website to testify, to add testimony at the meeting. But you can add written comments. They will take to the address also on their website by October 16th.
All right.
But I would love, because we pushed and pushed for a real public meeting, I would really love the support of the people, of your listeners, our community, well, no matter what your thoughts are, to give your testimony at this meeting.
Now, is this so this is going to be in person. It's not a Zoom deal.
In person.
All right. Oh, thank goodness. You know,
it might be available on Zoom, but maybe only to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can testify. I'm not sure about that, but well, it's in person. So
good work, though. Good work on getting them to actually do a real hearing, because I have to tell you, all of these massaging consensus processes in which, like I said, we're breaking people up into groups, and we talk about feelings rather than, hey, listen, yeah, here's my feeling. No, hell no. I don't want you doing any of this, and here's why I don't want you doing it, Oregon State Marine Board, blah, 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 blah. Now, does the county itself actually have an official position as far as the board on what's been going on with this whole OSMB, Oregon State Marine Board, and the kerfluffle over the jet boat issue?
Well, we sent our public comment into the Marine Board, and we might have set it to the kitchen table too, just
Because they were there. Yeah.
Yes. But, and ours is a support for multi-use for everybody. If you, they can take one into one use off, they can take off any use. And does it start with this one? For what reason? We haven't seen that. You know, why take any use off?
Well, there, because there's a real agenda-based process playing out in the background that really doesn't want anybody on the river. Just like they don't want dams on the river. They don't want people on the public lands because we love it to death. You know, all that, all that kind of thing.
We know that stretch of the river. They want it preserved. It, you know, it's all part of a plan. I agree. And the future. And I think we have to fight to keep it open to public use, to all.
Because first they came for the jet boats, and next they will come for the kayakers, and next they will come to people driving.
Fishermen.
And then it will be people coming and driving to the river. Well, we can't have that.
And don't touch a rock.
Don't, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's, it is how they take over, or they, whoever they are, it's how our, we lose. Yeah.
Well, it's how the blob, how the administrative state blob takes over, and you have a handful of people with agendas dominating the rest of the people who actually pay the bills.
Yeah. Okay? And the people who pay the bills, they lose. And as we are full use of the river, support that.
Yeah. Now, that does not mean that the county and people, we can have hearings if there are things that need to be addressed because we have some abuse of a particular use and you can come up with, but we can do that locally, right? Can't we?
Absolutely. And they, and it has, that has been done. And I know we have a, with our sheriff's patrol, we have a marine division that patrols the river for safety concerns as well. I mean, it's not like we just stick our head in the sand and say, no, use it as you want. It's nilly willy. It's in, it is, there is precautions used on the river and, you know, and safety issues addressed.
Yeah. There. The one thing I would hate to see is a one size fits all coming out of the state. You know how that goes. They don't live here. They really don't. All right. Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts with me. So I will post the information that you have brought me then on this meeting and also the ways to comment. Okay.
That would be great. And if anybody has questions, they're welcome to get a hold of me and I will give them the information I have, direct them to go to the Oregon State Marine Board website to their meetings. And it gives all that detail there. But yes, I really would love a full room of people interested and concerned about the Rogue River.
Senate Bill 762 and, of course, Senate Bill 80, which was supposedly trying to fix this. Now we're shifting our gears into the wildfire map, the detested, hated property rights stripping and gangrene loved wildfire map. And I'm going to give you my take on this. This has been one of the most sneaky, ulterior motive bills ever snuck in here under the guise of, oh, we're going to help fight wildfires, which usually come from public land. That's just the way it goes. Does it do anything to stop wildfires on public lands? No, it just makes life miserable, if not impossible, if you're living near public lands. That's really what this is all about here, Commissioner.
I agree. Our board talked about the meeting that was held with the Association of Oregon Counties a week or so ago. Our comments, we have fought and commented and complained and had the legislators in and told them what we thought, disagreed with it. We've had ODF in and objected to many things, and even that I had pushed for a public hearing before the map came out. They did not deliver that. They delivered a stupid open house and called it, you know, it fit, check the box. Anyway, my comment to the board is, you know, we've done all that. Let's have a discussion of putting together a letter to just repeal, asked for a repeal of Senate Bill 762 and 80, and send it out to, before we send it, for support.
So the board is officially calling for the repeal of this, officially.
Yes. We approved the letter Tuesday, I believe, and we're sending it out to every commissioner or board. Some commissioners, they want to sign it. Their board may not want to send with all of our signatures to the legislature, to the governor, to repeal Senate Bill 762 and 80.
Is there a possibility that an issue that we have talked about in the past here, Commissioner Roberts, which is the way our county charters are defined and how it's interesting how in Multnomah County, the big county that tends to make everybody else dance to what Multnomah County wants, you know, tends to control the legislature. They are defined as a body politic first, in which their we the people is really what counts first in the definition of their county government. While in Jackson and Josephine, Klamath, various other ones, back in the 1970s, we were somehow persuaded to be redefined as agencies of the state first in priority, which would seem to indicate that every time, you know, the state legislature does something that we have, it's very difficult for us to be able to push back, because the body politic, what we the people actually want, is subsumed by, well, you're an agency of the state first and foremost, and so you got to dance to what the DEQ says, or what the governor says about climate-friendly, equitable communities here, and that's being administered for the state university system, which is another state agency, and all this kind of thing. Is that also part of the challenge that we're facing here locally as we talk about the wildfire map and the Rogue River issue with the jet boats and everything else? Is this a conversation we need to start having again and getting this fixed?
Well, I've had the conversation. I think, in my personal opinion, it should be the other way around. I think the voice of the people, which is why I'm here, to get the voice of the people out on several issues, is mm-hmm. the most important.
Yeah, and I would agree. You know,
it should be that way in our charter. Unfortunately, it has not been referred to or through initiative or referral to the voters, and I think it should be. It should be a voice of the people that changes our charter.
Why is there such reticence among other board members to not want to do this? I mean, it's like it's okay for Multnomah County to do it. Why would we even question that it's okay to be defined as a body politic here? I find it fascinating that we see how Oregon is really run by one county, and that one county tends to be able to resist state much more, or the state dances to its tune.
Yeah, and I really can't answer that because I feel it should be. And I don't know that it would really make a difference. Yeah, I think I'd like to see what difference it would make. I don't know. We still are part of the state.
I know. You can't just ignore everything coming from the state. I get that.
It's not going to change that. I think it is the voice, whether it's climate-friendly, equitable communities, whether it's a Rogue River, whether it's Senate Bill 762. I think the people have to rise up and say no. And cities, in my opinion, should rise up and say, you know,
oh, they're lying.
No.
Oh, the city of Medford's a laydown for what's going on here
All
right now, from what I can tell.
All the cities are preparing for it. And I really had, I mean, I tried to rile them up just to get public comment on it, you know, in 2021 whatever year it was, when it was out for rulemaking. And I went to a couple city council meetings and said, make public comments. And you see 50 years from now and you can't build out in your city, you know, what you're going to say, what happened? Well, this is what happened here. And in our, you know, rural areas, everything is attack on a rural way of life, whether it's 762, whether it's climate friendly, equitable communities, it's all to get us into a pack and stack life. And
you know, it's not hurting.
I say refuse.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt Portland because Portland's already gone down that that direction.
Right.
So they're just trying to make us like Portland. They're trying to make us like you know, essentially the European Union, you know, style of city. So, you know, it's really the people.
I wasn't made to live in the city.
Yeah, exactly. It's about imposing the values of Portland and Multnomah County, which, of course, is being run really well, as we can tell, you know, at this point in time.
Yeah.
It's imposing it through us. And so we have to have a better way of resisting the administrative state here. And so that way that that there's balance here. And I've just about had it up to here with it.
Yeah, I have downloaded the material to do, because even as a commissioner, I'm still a citizen, to do a citizen's initiative on our charter on that and gather the signatures. And we'll probably be moving forward on that as well.
Okay. Well, I'll help you with that, okay?
Thank you.
I will, okay? Now
I'll let you know when I get the papers filed.
Third thing I wanted to talk with you about today is that you're meeting with essentially the replacement for Merv George, right? Because Merv George
yesterday
got kicked upstairs. And U.S. Forest Supervisor Molly, is it, how do you pronounce your name?
Oh, boy, she told us it was like Jewelry.
Jewelry. Jewelry. Yeah, and there's a public comment still open for the next week here. In fact, it's next Friday that this ends. It's the National Old Growth Amendment. And just remind listeners, though, what this National Growth Amendment was all about and why the county is concerned. Has the county submitted a comment on this, by the way?
We have a letter. We are just fine-tuning, probably ready to sign today our comments on the old growth. Yes, we do. And I will share that with you when we get the signatures on it,
okay,
if I could. And we did meet with I call her Supervisor Molly.
Supervisor Molly. Okay,
so
good.
First time we'd met her, and that was one of our complaints. Here we have this old growth amendment, and it is an executive order that's pretty aggressive. It by January 2025, this national one-size-fits-all old growth amendment will take effect over every Forest Service plan across the nation. I mean, we're fighting one-size-fits-all fire policy, and now we're going to be fighting a one-size-fits-all old growth policy, in my opinion. That's one of my concerns.
Yeah, what would it realistically do without some resistance from us?
Well, and that we really don't know. I think defining old growth, I think it puts a possibility. The research and the analysis of the Forest Service has shown that the major threat to old growth is not timber harvest. It's wildfire disease and dying trees, which is common sense. We've seen that. And yet, I don't, even though they haven't prohibited timber harvest in old growth plan, I don't know that they make it a real easy access alternative either. Mm-hmm. And I'm really concerned what it does to fire policy as well, in for old growth definition. You talk about you want to give local control, and she gave some really nice points, but I said, when you talk about a one size fits all national policy and you're trying to match that to a local control, it just doesn't usually mesh. And when we have a forest in the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest in comparison to a forest in what they would call the forest in another, eastern country, state, it's two different things. And how we can keep that local control needs to stay in place, and we need to manage our forests from fire, disease, and that takes
it needs to be done.
Everything.
It needs to be
harvest,
done by people here that understand the kind of forest and the kind of topology and the kind of climate that we're living within. And it's not something that you can put in a one size fits all.
No.
Okay, so that's where comments need to be directed at this point. And so I look forward to hearing what the Jackson County's version of this is. But we still have regular people can do this for another week, okay?
Yes.
All right. And do you have did you send me an address for that? I don't think so.
I may not have. I will send it to you. I get to the office this morning.
If you can send it to me, I'll put it up on KMED.com. Okay. And if people, write me, email bill@billmyershow.com, we'll make sure and get that out. So I would imagine it's 5 o'clock Friday. Next Friday is going to be the deadline, okay?
It's important. It's our, it is the neighboring lands to our wildland urban interface that the state, that's what I was mentioning to my mom about this Senate Bill 762. I'll manage my property as well as the federal government manages theirs.
Put our properties on a wildfire map as soon as the federal and state lands are penalized to the extent that they want to do the private.
Absolutely.
But they're not doing that.
No.
No, they just want to come after us.
Yeah. One
Surprise.
Good news, Supervisor Molly, she'll meet with us when we have our after fire action review, which our board does annually with ODF, BLM, and the Forest Service. But she said so far in Jackson County, probably we've had 20 fires burning 40 acres. And we'd commented our wildfire policy. I gave her my QR code from all the resolutions our board has made, the NACO resolution, which is now a platform on our fire policy. And I said, I just wanted you aware of all the work we've done and the fact that our fire partners have put our fires out in Jackson County. And I said, thank you. And she gave her statistics of what the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest has done, and they've done what we've asked.
See, this is great news. Now, I know that the professional arsonists that make a lot of money with the prescribed burn world, are upset about that because they wanted to keep doing this kind of stuff all throughout.
Because they get paid.
Yeah, because they can't. Yeah,
they get some money.
They have a financial benefit, you know, by doing this kind of stuff.
We did also recently send all of those collaboratives locally a letter with a copy of our policy in case they didn't know what it was. Because we continue to battle them throughout fire season to deny their burn permit. Or, you know, we come across they have a burn. They have a burn request. Are you kidding me? And maybe they didn't know our policy.
Yeah. Well, do your burn in the fall or the spring or the winter, for that matter. Absolutely. Can you do it in the winter? I guess you could burn in the winter, couldn't you?
I think the, well, as far as we're concerned, you can. I think air quality is an issue.
I guess it just depends.
With DEQ.
But but it's probably better in the spring and the fall, right?
Yeah.
Spring and the fall. We keep the burns.
Out of fire season.
We keep prescribed for a fire out of fire season. And that's the main thing because we're getting enough smoke from out of town. It's not our fires. It's everybody else's fires still coming in. All right. Yep. Commissioner, good talk as always. Thanks for coming by, okay?
Thank you. I had a lot of information. Anybody can get a hold of me if they have any questions, and I will send you the link for the old growth amendment comments.
All right, very good. Commissioner Colleen Roberts, Jackson County. It's 839 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. It's now your calls and more, 770-5633. Anything on your mind, it's all game.
Join us at the Expo for the best Rogue Broadband Brewfest yet. September 13th and 14th, enjoy great food and over 70 award-winning Pacific Northwest microbrews on tap and football on the big screens. Catch great music and the Elton John Experience on Saturday. Holy Ghost, a tiny dancer. All at the Rogue Broadband Brewfest, brought to you in part by the Friends of the Fair Foundation. And Scotty McCreary is the next Saturday. Get your tickets now at theexpo.com.
One of each, Forte VIN 69674 MSRP 21645 Telluride VIN 551538 MSRP 42435 5958 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9/30/24.
Now is the perfect time to trade in and take off in a new Kia at Kia Medford. Trade in your old vehicle and get cash on the spot. Then shop our huge selection of brand new Kias. Take off in a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS, just $139 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss Forte's $139 a month or Telluride's $229 a month. Trade in and take off at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Saudis dropped the petrol, times are changing fast. Russia, China, the BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. Jay Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store, Jay Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. Jay Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Summer heat wreaks havoc on your home's foundation and concrete. Terra Firma Foundation Systems reminds you that soils dry and contract. That causes shifting, pulling, sinking. It puts pressure on your home's foundation and concrete patios and driveways. These issues only get worse and more costly over time. Terra Firma can help. Terra Firma keeps homes safe, dry, and stable. And now is the best time to safeguard your foundation and protect your home concrete. Click GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173547. That's GoTerraFirma.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Call Bill now, 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
843, open phones between now and Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 770-5633, like the man mentioned here. And let us talk with Steve. Hey, Steve, what are you thinking?
Hey, Bill, just wanted to mention that the Cascade Amateur Radio Enthusiasts are going to offer another class to get your ham radio license.
Great.
Starting the 21st of September.
So that's going to be a week from tomorrow, then, is when that's happening. And where are you putting that on, the classes?
It's 980 Summit Avenue, right? Summit is right across from Sage Road, mm-hmm. and it's just right there on the corner. There's a building there that we're being... that a local business is letting us use. I don't want to give any promotions or anything. But
well, why not? I want to thank them. Go ahead. Is that Star Body?
Okay.
Isn't that
Star Body Works?
Yeah, Star Body Works. Well, it's very nice for them to let you use that building. That's great. Good for them.
It absolutely is. The class is free. Mm-hmm. Not many free things in the world. And your amateur radio license will get you into a whole nother world of the radio spectrum.
And how do you get, do you have to sign up for it or you just show up next Saturday?
Yes. No, don't just show up. Well, you can. I mean, we're very accommodating. But the best thing to do is go to the careamradio.com, our website, and there's a tab on there that says licensing classes. Click on that. There's an application. And fill out that application, send it in. You can just do it right through the web page there. And you'll be signed up and pretty much ready to go.
All right. Hey, appreciate you letting us know. So it's a week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow, go to careamradio.com. 845. Let me go to, I think we have Jim in Grants Pass. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Morning, Jim.
Say, a friend of mine, I was talking to her last night, and she showed me that she got something on some feed, and it showed where Kamala was wearing earbuds.
Yes.
That were made to look like earrings. Did you see that?
I have seen that, and they sure do look like it, and it would not surprise me. I don't know if you can prove that that's what those were or not, but yeah, it would seem that it would make sense given how she performed that she was being fed some lines. Who knows?
Yes, exactly right. And the person that did post that went online and found the earbuds for sale. Mm-hmm. And they were identical to the ones she had on.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Like I said, can't prove it. Yeah, just the fact that they look identical doesn't mean that they are. But, boy, that sure looks hinky, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then the other thing real quickly is, instead of doing controlled burns, I think they should go back to chipping a lot of the slash and stuff, and debris on the forest. I think that would be far better, and we wouldn't have the smoke in the air.
Is there a market for that, you think? Is there a market for that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, there's a market for clean air, and I think that, if you bring in a tub grinder and just throw everything in there and spread it out, it'll be fine, and it'll keep the weeds down.
Mm-hmm. You know, those machines that they have, they're not macerators. What are they, masticators, I think? What they are?
Yeah. Well, you got the wood chippers are they're the ones that fill the trucks.
Yeah, but still, I think that it's a lot wiser way to deal with a lot of those forests in which you just it's chipped up, it's down low, and if there is a fire that tends to start in it, it would be low and slow
it keeps the brush from going building back up.
All right. Jim, I like that idea. And I don't know how we can make that policy. That might be a conversation with the forest people on that one, all right? It's 847. Mr. X is here. Hello, Ed. What are you thinking?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Ed. What's on your mind?
I would like to thank you and thank Commissioner Roberts for what she just did and emphasize that we live in a world that we need to exercise what we're supposed to be doing, which is control our government, control all of the situations through public involvement. And people listen to what she said, re-listen to the broadcast, take the effort to make the comments, take the effort to get involved, because this is how we can make it a better world. We look at this, and what is being imposed upon us when we're not involved is absolutely ridiculous. And we have to take these steps. We have to be involved, because our country was predicated on this type of thing.
On a knowledgeable, informed citizenry who is active in it. And I think too many of us have just gotten to the point where we think that, well, we elect this person, so we offshore or we offload all responsibility for doing anything about governing our land to these people, right?
Well, everybody that resides in this area, look at the information that she talked about. It affects every one of us. It affects all of our lives for a huge amount of our time in this valley every year. And we have to start being involved in it, and we have to start pushing back against these non-governmental groups that are sitting there trying to import an agenda-based, one-size-fits-all policy structure.
And that, in fact, there's a great comment you just made right there. What you just talked about right there is an example of a meaningful public comment that needs to be going to these various places. Okay?
I mean, we look at this in every aspect of it. We have to be involved, and we have to make these comments.
Ed, thank you for the call. 770-5633. I've got a few minutes left here. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you. We'll try to squeeze as many calls as possible in before the end of the show. And if you wanted to weigh in, we have one open line, but we'll get to everybody else coming up on KMED KBXG.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Foley here for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
When one kid gets a treat,
yay!
The other kid feels left out. Hey!
That's why we're holding two grand openings at 4 Gerson's locations. Technically, it's the grand opening for both Gerson's Outlet and Gerson's Express.
But that's unfair to our home and sleep customers.
So we're offering 4 years interest-free financing OAC and 15% off at all 4 locations. Or pay in full and save 30%.
At Gerson's Home,
Express,
Outlet,
and Sleep.
Gerson's.com.
Join us at the Expo for the best Rogue Broadband Brew Fest yet. On September 13th and 14th, this event features over 70 award-winning Pacific Northwest microbrews on tap. Live music, food, and 4 big screen TVs both days, so you don't miss the big game, including Oregon versus Oregon State, when we'll hold the Sherm's Market Hot Dog Contest during halftime. First place in men's and women's divisions wins $250 each. Remember when rock was young?
I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Catch great music and the Elton John Experience indoors on Saturday. The Rogue Broadband Brew Fest, September 13th and 14th. Brought to you in part by the Friends of the Fair Foundation. And don't forget, Scotty McCreery is at the Bi-Mart Amphitheater next week.
Drinking cab in a solo. Solo in the cab of my truck.
Get your tickets now at theexpo.com.
One of each, Forte VIN 69674 MSRP 21645 Telluride VIN 551538 MSRP 42435 5958 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9/30/24.
Now is the perfect time to trade in and take off at a new Kia at Kia Medford. Trade in your old vehicle and get cash on the spot. Then shop our huge selection of brand new Kias. Take off in a new 2020. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, just $139 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss Forte's $139 a month or Telluride's $229 a month. Trade in and take off at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
8:53. We have just a few minutes of the week left here before Markley Van Camp and Robbins are here, and we got Lynn and Doug and Dave all lined up. Lynn, you get first bite of the apple this morning. And where do you even go? What topic do you grab first today?
I know. There's so many things I want to talk about. I do want to just thank Colleen and the Board of Commissioners and point out, I was at a meeting Wednesday night because I'm part of the talent area power lines that were taken down repeatedly this summer. And the president of Pacific Power came down. It was really nice that he came to talk to us. Of course, Jeff Golden, he called the meeting, which is great, but he had to tell us all about this is the worst fire season we've ever had, 1.7 million acres burned in Oregon.
And why do you think that happened? Why does that Jeff think that happened?
Well, I just want to point out that what did Colleen say? 20 acres burned, or no, 40 acres burned, 20 fires in Jackson County.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows this. Like, I keep telling people, and nobody has a clue. And I think it's so important. I wish the commissioners could, like, send out newsletters or something. But this is critically important to our quality of life, and most people have no idea. And it's really important when the next, you know, in the next elections. Well, for county commissioner, we need to get Randy Sparacino in there. So, anyway, I wanted to point that out. And also, kind of a miracle happened in the Congress. The House passed a bill, H.R. 1425, the No WHO Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act, because the Biden administration is trying to sneak in an agreement that would obligate the United States to obey whatever dictates the WHO say when they declare a pandemic for any reason. So we could have like a climate lockdown or, you know, any number of reasons. And so the House passed it, and there's 49 yes votes in the Senate. So the Senate bill is S-444, and we really need to contact our senators and ask that they support S-444.
Do we know if Wyden or Merkley are in favor of this or not?
No, I called yesterday and they didn't know. But, you know.
Okay.
But maybe Wyden would vote yes. They've got some Democrat support in the House on this, and in the, I believe, also in the Senate. So anyway, no, I guess it was all 49 Republicans are for it. So we need a couple of Democrats to come over.
And why would Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley want to have the WHO determining our policy?
Well, yeah. So let's ask them that.
Flush it out. Yeah.
We might get Wyden to come over because he cares about civil rights, ostensibly.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and that is something. And the disagreements I have with Senator Wyden, he has usually been pretty darn good on civil liberties. And so hit him with that at his office and do the same thing with the Merck. Okay.
Which is what I did. And then we'd have 50-50. And then Kamala would be the tiebreaker vote. And Biden would veto it anyway. But the thing is, let's flesh out Kamala, too.
All right. So good idea.
It's really important.
Good idea. Hey, thank you very much for that suggestion. And I will try to post some information on that. Thank you, Lynn. Let me go to Doug Dean. Hello, Doug. How you doing in Rogue River?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for the good work you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I was just wondering, like thinking about the Nielsen system, if I podcast and listen to the Bill Myers Show later at night, or if I watch the convention by DVRing or the debate, am I counted amongst the viewership when they say so many million people tuned into the debate?
I think if you go to DVR, yes, you are counted. As far as my podcasting, no, that is not necessarily what counts. But on the other hand, we don't really use Nielsen any longer, even though they still survey the market. None of the radio stations use it any longer because it's expensive and it doesn't necessarily have a true representation of what goes on with audience, you know, the diary system that they use down here. Okay? Just so you.
If I listen to your broadcast or a podcast, am I counted? Do you know how many people listen to your podcast?
I can tell how many people download it, whether or not they listen to it or not. I don't know.
Okay.
But all right. Honestly, I would prefer you be here live, but I'll take you one way or the other. Okay. How about that?
I always catch you one way or the other.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind here? Go ahead.
Yeah, I seen a meme on YouTube I shared on Facebook. It says, don't let them eat cats, vote for Trump. And so we're organizing, my cats are organizing all the cats to vote for Trump because they don't want to be eaten.
All right. Hey, good. I love that. Thanks for the call, Dave. All right.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. And the podcast, by the way, the Dean we're talking about, sponsored by Clouser Drilling, oddly enough, so we're very happy with him, too.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time, A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
American Rancher Garage, United in Service. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
9 o'clock. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, and KPXG Grants Pass. And before we take off, maybe some emails of the day. And let's get a couple of those in. Emails of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. While you wait, crowns can be available. Very, very cool the way they work that. They have an in-house lab. Get your appointment today at CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Granny writes me about Colleen. Commissioner Roberts, a gem, something of great value. That is Colleen Roberts. It's very kind of you to say that, Granny. Butch writes me this morning, Bill, a dark suggestion. Yeah, maybe what we need to do to get out the feral animals or the bum problem is to import a few thousand Haitians. Yikes. Yeah, I get that. I know your tongue's in your cheek, but I guess the point would be, though, Butch, what about when the feral animals are gone? What then? I don't know. We're kind of weird, right? I had Sherry write me about the debate. Bill, if I had to describe the candidates' performance in one word each, it would be Kamala Harris, programmed, Donald Trump, passionate. It's a very interesting take. Thank you for that. The Reverend David writes me, Bill, Oprah. Oprah says people should have reverence for artificial intelligence. Yeah, Oprah, let's all worship the beast. Useful idiot. Cliff is saying more revenue for the city of Medford, yep, the slowing down of the speed limits. Yep, slowing down 20 miles an hour through a good portion of downtown Medford. Folks, is that going to help make you want to visit Medford even more and then to have the red light and the speed cameras popping you for $165 bucks or so if you don't obey their unreasonable speed limits? This is a conversation I'm hoping to get a member of the city council to come on and talk about it, because I made a public comment to them. I have heard nothing back at this point. Maybe they don't respond to public comments. I don't know. But I'm continuing to wonder who actually runs the city of Medford and why are you doing things that will continue to cause problems and make it difficult for us to travel. These are our streets. You could have done these speed limits in various other climate-friendly, equitable community, Bullstein, if you want to call it that. You could have done it on the smaller side streets, but you do it to the main streets. Who is running the city of Medford? And it's about time you got an answer. must not be the mayor or the council. Must be other people, unelected bureaucrats. Is that what's going on, city council? Because nobody's asking for this. I think you would know that. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll continue to talk about the issues and more. My email, bill@billmeyershow.com. Have a great weekend. Decompress a bit. We'll get compressed on Monday.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at night.